I want to talk to you this morning on the topic of, or a question rather. What is your report? Mm-hmm. What is your report? John chapter 19, it presents two characters. One character is personified, a group of people personify one character, but there's two point of view that are presented in John chapter 19. One view says that this Jewish carpenter by the name of Jesus, this man from Galilee, should be considered a criminal, and by him being considered a criminal, he should be put to death. That's the Jewish leader's perspective. That's their view. They bring Jesus, and young people, when they bring Jesus, they say, Jesus shall be put to death. Well, if you are like me, you begin to question, why should Jesus be put to death? And then there's another view that's presented in the person of Pilate. Pilate says, I find no basis of the charges against this man. If you catch the picture, Pilate sits in the judge seat, and the Jewish leaders bring Jesus before the judge. They say, Jesus should be crucified. Pilate said, I find no charge against this man. No doubt, the Jewish leaders believe that Jesus was a criminal, and whether his crime was a misdemeanor, that is crime that is punishable without death, or a felony, a crime which might be punished by death, whether Jesus' crime is a misdemeanor or a felony, he should die. What is your report? What is your report? You know, simply saying, imagine you're driving down the street, and while you're driving down Central Avenue, you get a little happy in your feet. And when you get a little happy in your feet, you touch the gas pedal a little harder than you're supposed to. And then your car just happened to go faster than it's supposed to. You tap on that pedal, hit the pedal to the metal, mm-hmm. You tap on that pedal, and you're speeding your way down Central Avenue, and a police officer pull you over and give you a ticket. And now, the Jewish leader would say, because of your speeding ticket, you should be punished by death. For a mere misdemeanor, you should be punished by death. Something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that concept. Well, the Jewish leaders wanted Pilate to crucify Jesus. Their perspective of Jesus was that he is a criminal, and since he's a criminal, he should be crucified. Not only should he be crucified, but he should be crucified as a foreigner. Now, something is wrong when the man is Jewish. He was born to two Jewish parents. But yet still, his kindred, his people said, hey, let him be crucified as a foreigner. The Jewish leader, they accused Jesus of violating the law. Jesus, you have violated the law. 613 commandments that God gave Moses for the people of God to follow. They said, Jesus, you have violated the laws. That same 613 commandments are condensed into the 10 commandments. And the basis of those Ten Commandments is simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. And love your neighbor as yourself. So the Jewish leaders are accusing Jesus of loving. Because they said, love the Lord your God with all your strength, your everything. And it said, love your neighbor as yourself. So they're accusing Jesus of violating the Jewish law. Because the basis of the Jewish law is to love. Something is wrong with that picture. Just ask your neighbor, what is your report? What is your report? What is your report? The Jewish leader says that Jesus, he was a blasphemer. He was a blasphemer. And young people, according to the word of God, those who blaspheme, they must be put to death. Leviticus chapter, I like to come with evidence. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 16 says it. Anyone who blasphemes the name of the Lord is to be put to death. The entire assembly must stone them, whether foreigner or native born, when they blaspheme the name, they are to be put to death. I got a problem with this because they're accusing Jesus of being a blasphemer. But the last time I checked, that all Jesus was doing, he was just doing what his father called him to do. John chapter 4, verse 34. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. How can this Jesus who said that he came to do the work of his father be a blasphemer? John chapter 5, verse 17. In his defense, Jesus said to them, my father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. They're saying that Jesus was blaspheming the name of the Father. But yet still, Jesus was carrying out the work of his Father. By the Jewish tradition, the Jewish law said that when a person is considered a blasphemer, they should be brought before the assembly. And all in the assembly are supposed to take stones and stone this person to death. But why? Why in this passage of scriptures, the Jews are bringing Jesus to Pilate discreetly? Why? Why are they bringing Jesus at the time that a lot of people are not around? Why? The simple fact lies is because some of the same Jewish leaders have seen the Father manifest through the Son. The same Father that they spoke about Jesus blaspheming, the same Jews have seen the Father manifest through the Son. There are Jews who are seeing Jesus heal the sick. They're seeing the Father manifest through the Son. There are Jews who receive healing from the Lord. They're seeing the Father manifest through the Son. How can you call Jesus a blasphemer when the Father was working through him? There are Jews who've seen the resurrection power of the Father through Jesus because they saw the dead rise from the grave. There are those who saw Jesus move. But my question this morning is to you. And the question is simple. What is your report? The Jews had their reports. The Jewish leader had their report. The Pharisee had their report of who Jesus was. Question, question, question. What is your report? So they brought Jesus discreetly to Pilate without many people seeing Jesus come before Pilate. Why? Because there are those who seen the manifestation of the Father in the Son. There are those who seen the cripple, the lame walk through the power that God put in Jesus. And according to the Jewish law, since Jesus was accused under the Jewish law, he must be sentenced under the Jewish law. Okay, let me just paint this picture for you. Let's say, young people, you and your family went on a trip to Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica. Right? You and your family went on a trip to Jamaica. And while you were in Jamaica, you went to the candy store and you stole some candy. Think about your favorite candy, man. They had a lot of your favorite candy up in that store. So you just reach forth, reach that hand forth, you just reach that. You just reach your hand forth and you bag some candy. And after you bag that candy, you thought you were going to get away with something. So you thump, 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 boom. And while you're trying to get away, somebody said, where are they, palm man? Where y'all go? You try to thief me, ting? And right away, in Jamaica, you get accused for stealing some candy. And the law of Jamaica said, when you get caught stealing something, the punishment is to chop your hand off. Then you know what? The Jamaican leader said, you know what? Hold up. Our own said, just get your hand chopped off. But if we can get you to the United States, their punishment is that they're going to punish you by death for stealing. We're just making this up now. It's a hypothetical situation. So the Jamaican government said, you know what? We're not going to prosecute you in Jamaica. We're going to take you from Jamaica and bring you to the United States. We already found you guilty in Jamaica. You stole the candy. Me saw you, man. You stole the candy. Right? They already saw you steal the candy. You have been tried and everything happened. You stole the candy. Everyone say you stole the candy. And now, after you've been tried, the government said, you know what? Since our punishment is not that harsh, let's take you to the United States so you can be sentenced there. Something is wrong with that picture. Because if someone is accused under the laws of a land, they should also be sentenced under the laws of that land. Instead of coming to a different land to be sentenced. The same thing is happening in the passage of Scripture. The Jews accused Jesus and they found him guilty of blasphemy. But when it came time for the sentencing, they said, you know what? We don't want to sentence you. We're going to bring you to Pilate so he can sentence you. Jewish law accused you, found you guilty, but we're not going to sentence you. We're going to bring you under the Roman law so that you can be sentenced. Something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that picture. So they bring Jesus before Pilate, and Pilate says to them, I found no charge. No charge against this man. What is your report? What is your report? Today, the Jewish leaders, they brought Jesus before Pilate, the judge, and they had their report of who Jesus was. And I'm saying to you today that each and every one of us who are gathered here, we also have a report of who Jesus is. He's been something in your life. He's done something in your life. What is your report? Pilate say, I found no fault. Found no fault in this man they call Jesus. Then the Jewish leader, they changed the whole story. First, Jesus was committing a crime in the Jewish tradition. Now they changed that from him being a blasphemer to making it a political situation. They said, well, he considered himself a king. Yeah, you guys catching the picture, right? It went from him being a blasphemer, now he's considered himself a king. The charges is changing. And again, Pilate went and asked Jesus, who are you? Questioning Jesus. Pilate comes back out again and say, I found no fault. No fault, no charges against this man. What is your report? What is your report of this Jesus? I want you to think about it. What is your report? And finally, when a Jewish leader says, you know why he considered himself a king? When it became political, that's when Pilate said, ooh, I got to be kind of, I got to keep my eyes open. Now I got to watch out because it's a political situation now. Again and again, Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. And finally, he says to the Jewish leaders, the custom says that around this time, I should release a prisoner. Do you want me to release Jesus? Or do you want me to release the murderer, Barabbas? And the Jewish leaders, they chose Barabbas over Jesus. They chose for Barabbas to be released instead of Jesus. Again, I ask the question, what is your report of Jesus? Who is this Jesus to you? Young people, who is this Jesus to you? If somebody walked up to you in school, hey, what's up, girl? Your hair looking fly, I like your sweatshirt. Who is this Jesus? What is your report of this Jesus? What are you going to say? Jesus standing before Pilate. Finally, Pilate said, you know what? You take him and you crucify him. You go and crucify him because I find no fault in this man. But when the Jews chose to have a murderer released to them instead of Jesus, instead of the Savior, Pilate was left with no choice but to order the Roman soldiers to go and crucify Jesus. In this passage of scripture, you see, it's like a court scene. My Esquire people in the house. It's a court scene. Pilate is the judge, right? And the Jewish leaders are bringing up charges against Jesus. The pretrial already happened. The trial already happened. The verdict already happened. The Jews found him guilty. And since he was guilty, he must be sentenced under another country or under another law. Sounds kind of funny, but. And now, I want you to imagine that you was in this place. You were standing there. And Pilate began to ask you, what is your report? What is your report? You know, in the court situation, after the case is already done, the judge is the one who's responsible for the sentencing. And usually, there's a report that the judge gets. And this report is called, it's a pre-sentence investigation report. PSIR, pre-sentence investigation report that the judge gets. And when the judge gets this report, it gives the profile of the individual. And tell you who this person is, who their family is connected to. Sometimes you might be lucky. Your father might be a judge, Zimmerman, right? It gives you a little profile of who this person is. And based upon The pre-sentence investigation report, the judge sentenced the person who's found guilty. He calls the sentence out. And I want you to imagine today, the world sits in the judge's seat. The people out there sit in the judge's seat. And each one of us, we are, say, probational officers of Jesus. We are carriers of the gospel of Jesus. And the world is waiting to sentence Jesus to death. But they're asking you a question this morning. They're asking you to put together this pre-sentence investigation report of who Jesus is. They're asking you to tell them about the profile of who Jesus is. Has he been good to you? Has he made a way in your life? Has he worked a miracle in your life? The world is looking to see what you put in your pre-sentence investigation report so they can sentence Jesus. Some of you sitting here today, you have a testimony of how good God has been in your life. You have a testimony of how he healed your body. So when the world is waiting, when the world sits in it, they want to know, they want to see about this they want to see about this profile. Jesus, what are you going to say? What are you going to say about him? I know what I'll say. I'll say he's a healer. He's a healer. 1996, I came to the United States. That was 2 years after I'd been in the United States. I took a trip to Canada to go visit my mother. I hadn't seen her in over 15 plus years. And when I got there, I was so excited to see my mom. It was great. She was, you know, pampering me, It's good to be pampered sometimes. Y'all like it too. So I was there. And while I was in Canada, I got so sick. There was a pain in my stomach. I went to the doctors in Canada. They said, oh, we don't know what's going on with you. So I'm laying in the hospital in Canada. Doctor don't know what's going on. I don't know if any of you in here been through a situation like that before, where you've been sick and the doctor did not know what was going on with you. But I was laying in the hospital. And while I was in the hospital, this pain, thriving pain in my stomach. So my mom put me on the plane. And my trip was cut short, and I came back to the United States. I came and I went to Holy Knee Hospital. Doctor, what's wrong with me? Doctor still couldn't tell me what was wrong with me. And finally, I remember one night, I'm laying in the living room of our apartment, and while I'm there, I'm praying. And the Lord began to move on the inside. And finally, the Lord touched my body, and I was healed. Today, if someone asks me, what is your report? I'll tell them that God is a healer in my life. My question to you, what is your report? Rest of your feet, please, if you will. What is your report?